What would you do with your life if you knew you couldn't fail? If you had all the money, all the time, all the knowledge, all the resources that you needed, what would you do with your life if you simply knew that anything was possible for you? My name is Christina Carlson, founder of global Swedish design and inspiration brand Dream Life and author of the book Your Dream Life Starts Here. And I love exploring these sorts of questions to inspire people like you to chase your own dream life, whatever that means for you. Many years ago, I wrote down a dream on paper that would one day bring Swedish design to the world and create beautiful, inspiring, and meaningful products that would bring sparks of joy into the everyday lives of millions. Now that I have achieved that dream, I want to leverage everything I've learned to help you dream big and to create a global movement to inspire 101 million people to transform their lives and transform the world in return. Each episode will dive deep into the power of dreaming and share real insights and practical ideas that you can use immediately to build a dream life of your own, whatever that means for you.
Hi there, and welcome back to another episode. I'm currently working from Sweden, which is my home country, and every day I go for a walk, and while I think of it, I want to let you know that I share an insight on my Instagram stories every day. If you want to check it out, just go to Instagram, and my handle is Christina Dream Life. But what I wanted to say is, on today's walk, I was thinking a lot about how mentors had such an impact on my life. So I wanted to share that with you today. I actually think that all of us should have or use mentors. There are a lot of different ways of using mentors, and there is, of course, no right or wrong. I'm just sharing my own experience when it comes to using mentors in my own life, and I hope that that will be beneficial to you. Having mentors in your life is an absolute game changer because you can learn from others' success and failures, and you learn things so much faster. I have actually been mentoring someone who wants to start her own business, and it's incredible what I teach her that I learned by failure and success over the last 25 years running my own business, and she's learning that in such a short time. It really is amazing to have a mentor in every aspect of your life, not just business or career. So here are my tips. Number one, mentors are like friends. You do not get everything out of one person. So that means I have had lots of different mentors for different reasons and different topics. And the key is to work out what you want out of your mentor before thinking of who you're actually going to have as your mentor. What is it that you want to learn or get out of that relationship with the mentor? So I had a specific mentor about money in my business, how to manage cash flow and the finance in my first business. This is when I just started to grow and I realized how important cash flow is. So I reached out to someone who was really, really good at that. I also had different mentors in retail because I had no experience in retail when I started out. When I was looking for investors, I seeked out different mentors that had the experience in taking on investors and also private equity. So have a think about what you want out of a mentor. Maybe there is a specific topic you want to learn about or learn more about, maybe going a bit deeper and learn from that mentor's success and failures. Tip number two, create a list of mentors you want to learn from. In today's world, you don't actually have to know them. You can learn so much by studying them and their materials. So don't think that you have to keep your list to mentors that you know or think you can get access to. So I'll give you an example. I read Robin Sharma's books and loved everything he shared, so I then did some of his online programs, and eventually I did personal coaching with him. If I thought of the personal aspect to start with, he would never have made the list because I didn't know him and I wasn't quite sure how I could get to him. It wasn't until years later that I got to do personal coaching with him. And even if I didn't get to that, I learned so much from him without meeting him or being mentored by him personally. tip number three. So how do you actually find mentors? This is a question that I get all the time. I actually found most of my mentors over the years by hearing them speak. Janine Alice was one of them. She's been on my podcast, so you have to listen to that if you haven't already. I saw her speak when I first started my business, and it wasn't until years later that I reached out to her to get some help with opening our business in Dubai, which she had experience in. Other places to find mentors are industry events. This is specifically great for very, very niche kind of topics, but also through books, podcasts, and through contacts. Tip number four. The last point is, how do you approach them? In my experience, it's been all about how easy you make it for the mentors to say yes. And I also always keep in mind how busy they are, as it's very likely that they would say no if they are in the middle of a startup or in their busiest season. So, for example, I would never reach out to somebody in retail in Q4, which is like the busiest period for any retailer. So just keep that in mind when you approach a mentor. So to make it easier for them to be able to say yes, I always offer to bring them coffee or lunch, because my view is that they have to eat anyway, so it's more likely that they will say yes if I offer to bring them a coffee or bring lunch. If they commute to work in a car, you could offer to call them during that time, or perhaps meet them for a walk if they walk to work or before work. This one is probably a bit harder to start off with, but if you are able to first meet them face to face at their work to make it super easy, then perhaps next time you could go for a walk if they walk anyway. The key is to make it easy. And not everyone will say yes, regardless how easy you make it for them. And that is fine, as there will be lots of mentors to contact. I also find that a lot of people now have mentoring or coaching programs, and that is such a great way of getting access to mentors that may not do one-on-one mentoring or coaching. The extra bonus for this kind of mentoring is that you get to connect with other like-minded people who also wants to learn what you want to learn, which means you also learn from people who are implementing things in their own life that they are learning from these specific mentors. That means that you can share what you're learning and share how the outcome is, etc. It's a really great way of learning. I hope this has been useful and that you are now excited to start thinking about having a mentor or having mentors. The theme for August in the Dream Life Coaching Program is mentors. So if you have been thinking of joining, now would be a great time if you want to find a mentor that can speed up your learnings in the topic that is relevant for you. We will be going deeper on how to work with a mentor and how to make it a win-win relationship. I can't wait, because I'm really passionate about mentors, and it's been such a big part of my learning and my approach of learning things quickly. I will add the link to the show notes if you want to join us, or just head over to yourdreamlifestartshere.com. As always, I will be back with another inspiring guest next week, so don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss it. And if you know someone who will benefit from listening to my podcast, I would love for you to share it. My dream is to inspire 101 million people to write down three dreams and chase them. So I really appreciate you spreading the word, because that is such a big dream. Thank you so very much, and have the most wonderful week.